This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 23rd through 29th, 2008. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is back visiting the region within the framework of U.S. efforts to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, while Israeli forces continue to close all the Gaza Strip border crossings, as they have done for more than 2 years. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. We begin our weekly report with the recent non-violent actions in the West Bank. IMEMC's Rula Shahwan has the details.
The Israeli army dispersed the weekly non-violent protest in Alim village, located south of the West Bank city of Ramallah today, with tear gas and sound bombs, causing many civilians to suffer from gas inhalation. Salah Khawaja, coordinator of Na'lin's popular committee, told IMEMC that nearly 200 Palestinians, internationals and Israelis took to the streets of the village to violently protest the construction of the wall and settlements on the village lands. The protest started following the Friday noon prayers, when worshippers and international and Israeli solidarity activists walked towards the construction site of the wall. On Thursday, an Israeli military force also attacked the village's non-violent protest, injuring 9 civilians and causing dozens to suffer from gas inhalation, among them women and children. Moreover, on Sunday, the popular committee in Na'lin organized a non-violent protest against the annexation wall. Israeli troops fired CS gas canisters, rubber-coated steel bullets, and sprayed foul-smelling liquid at the non-violent demonstrators, wounding 9 civilians, including 5 children, and an Israeli human rights defender. A civilian was shot and dozens of Palestinian, international and Israeli civilians were treated for gas inhalation as the Israeli army showered them with CS gas and gunfire during the weekly non-violent anti-wall protest in the village of Bil'in, west of Ramallah. A group of 150 protesters marched after Friday prayers in the village towards the illegal wall built on the villagers' lands. The Israeli army attacked the civilian protesters with concussion grenades and CS gas, causing the injury of a civilian in the head and dozens to suffer from gas inhalation, Iyad Burnat, head of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Bil'in, said. Moreover, troops sprayed protesters with colored water. Burnat told IMEMC's he believed that water contained chemical and could cause skin problems. Similarly, 100 internationals, Israeli peace activists and Palestinian villagers marched after the Friday prayer in Al-Masara village near Bethlehem in a non-violent protest against the annexation wall being built on the village lands. Mazen Al-Azze, one of the local coordinators, told IMEMC that the protesters were able to reach the wall and remove the wire surrounding the wall's gate and enter the Israeli settlement behind it. Israeli troops dispersed the protest by beating the protesters. Later on, troops invaded the village and seized 8 French members of the international temporary presence in the village and released them after a couple of hours. For IMEMC.org, this is Rula Shahwan.
As a Palestinian ceasefire with Israel enters its 10th week, Israeli forces continue to close all the Gaza border crossings as they have done for more than 2 years. This and more from IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Israeli troops have continued to isolate the Gaza Strip from the outside world, despite Israel's commitment to open the crossings under agreement, which began in June. Israeli forces have now closed all border crossings to and from the Gaza Strip for more than 2 years. The Israeli siege in Gaza, which has been steadily tightened since June 2007, has had a disastrous impact on the humanitarian and economic situation in the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the Free Gaza boats left Gaza on Thursday on way back to Cyprus. 9 international human rights workers are staying behind in Gaza to monitor the humanitarian situation. The group arrived in Gaza on Saturday in 2 boats, having made the 30-hour voyage from Cyprus. The international human rights activists aim to break the siege on the Gaza Strip and to bring much-needed medicine, medical supplies and food to the civilian population of Gaza, which has been suffering under the tightened Israeli siege for over a year. On Thursday, media outlets reported that Egypt said it would reopen the Rafah crossing to the Gaza Strip on Saturday and Sunday to allow 200 Egyptians stranded in the Gaza Strip for the past 7 months to return to Egypt. The continued Israeli siege means that 1.5 million people in the Gaza Strip are being denied their basic rights, including freedom of movement and rights to appropriate living conditions, decent work, health and education. The Egyptian brokered truce between Palestinian resistance groups and Israel began on June 19. On June 19th, however, there have been no major changes regarding the movement of civilians and goods through the 6 Gaza Strip border crossings, which are controlled by Israel. for IMEMC.org. This is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, 9 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children, and an Israeli human rights defender were wounded by Israeli fire in the West Bank. Israeli military forces invaded 53 Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli forces kidnapped 48 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. IMEMC's E.L. Humble has the details.
This week's attacks focus on the cities of Nablus, Hebron, Jenin, and Ramallah. The number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year now stands at 1,837 following these latest invasions. On Sunday, Israeli soldiers attacked a nonviolent protest against the wall in Nailin village near the West Bank city of Ramallah. Soldiers fired gas bombs, injuring 9 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children and an Israeli human rights defender. On Monday, Israel released 199 Palestinian prisoners ahead of a visit to the region by Condoleezza Rice, the U.S. Secretary of State. The Israeli cabinet had approved the list of 199 detainees for release, describing it as a goodwill gesture to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. All those freed were from the West Bank. No Gazan prisoners were released. Although Israel occasionally releases a number of Palestinian prisoners in such goodwill gestures, the number of imprisoned Palestinians continue to grow. There are over 11,000 Palestinian prisoners currently being held in Israeli detention centers, according to human rights groups. Also this week on Tuesday, a group of Israeli settlers, some of them armed, harassed Palestinian civilians in the West Bank city of Hebron. The settlers came from Kiryat Arba settlement, next to the city and the occupied Al-Jabri building, a Palestinian house which has been occupied by Israeli settlers for several months. The settlers attacked houses and threw stones and glass bottles at the houses, civilians and school children in the Al-Nazara and Al-Jabri neighborhoods of Hebron. Settlers also assaulted members of the temporary international presence in Hebron, an international observer mission, when they were called to document the settlers' assault. On Thursday, a group of Israeli settlers set a construction workshop on fire in a Burin village, south of the West Bank city of Nablus. Eyewitnesses said the settlers from the nearby Braka settlement poured gasoline on the construction equipment and then started the fire, burning most of the tools and equipment in the workshop. No casualties were reported. Moreover, Israeli forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout the West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem. Millions of Palestinian civilians from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip continue to be denied access to Jerusalem. Israeli forces have established checkpoints in and around Jerusalem, severely restricting Palestinian access to the city. Civilians are frequently prevented from praying at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, despite the fact that the holy month of Ramadan is approaching. For IMEMC.org, this is E.L. Humble.
This week, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is back visiting the region within the framework of U.S. efforts to resolve the Palestinian-Israeli conflict before the end of this year. During her visit, Secretary Rice stated that a solution is still possible by the end of 2008, as the current negotiations between Palestinians and Israelis are more serious than they were before. In Ramallah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas expressed his hope that a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital will be established soon. Meanwhile, Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni downplayed Rice's concerns about Israeli settlement activity in the occupied West Bank. Yet, according to the latest report by the Israeli Peace Now movement, 55% of Israeli settlement building units are located inside the Palestinian territories to the east of Israel's separation barrier. Jeff Halper, an Israeli-American campaigner against the Israeli policy of house demolitions, commented on the current peace talks.
It's not a genuine peace process. There's no genuine negotiations. There isn't the idea that we're really going to be together. Israel is trying through Annapolis with American help to get to an apartheid regime.
Later in the week, President Abbas, speaking from Beirut, reasserted the Palestinian people's right to return to historical Palestine after the Israeli Foreign Minister Livni said that the right of return is incompatible with the creation of a Palestinian state on the 1967 borders. Israel displaced hundreds of thousands of Palestinians from their homeland in 1948. Meanwhile, the conditions for Palestinians in Gaza remain unchanged, with Israel still closing the border crossing and only allowing small shipments of goods and commodities, despite an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire between the ruling Hamas party and Israel that began in June 2008. Asked by IMEMC's correspondent whether there have been any pledges by Egypt to solve the problem of crossings, particularly the Rafah crossing terminal which Egypt controls, senior Hamas leader Dr. Mahmoud Zahar said,
"Personally, on the Arab League, I succeeded to squeeze the Arab foreign ministers to decide making an end for the siege, but they failed to implement the practice."
In the meantime, on board the Free Gaza boat, a stranded Palestinian family and a wounded child joined at least 34 international peace activists on their way back to Cyprus after they succeeded in breaking the Israeli blockade on the strip by sailing to Gaza last Saturday. The Free Gaza boat was organized by a group of human rights activists, aid workers, and journalists who spent 2 years planning how to reach Gaza by sea in solidarity with the besieged population. Huwaida Arraf, one of the organizers of the Free Gaza boat, is a Palestinian with Israeli and American citizenship from the historical Palestinian city of Akka.
Israel has grossly violated its obligations as an occupying power and purposely put the entire Palestinian population of Gaza under siege, a form of collective punishment that is prohibited by international humanitarian law. We are going to take this message out with us to the world, let them know what is happening in Gaza, and call on them to act. Then the people of the world must act. We can't stay silent in the face of these crimes.
7 other Palestinian Fulbright scholarship candidates were supposed to be on board the Free Gaza ship. 7 other Palestinian Fulbright scholarship candidates were supposed to be